Today's share is sponsored for Fushleim of Ahuvah Shprintz Basteba Miriam by her Mishpacha. To sponsor future shares, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, or go to rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor link. We're in Hilchas Bishul in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Aleph, up to Sif Chof Ches, which is page Yud Beis in the new print. It's not its own Sif in the old print. Kedin Kavsa B'Shabbos HaLahova Shakadeir Al-Gabeo. Just the same halacha we spoke about earlier regarding when a fire goes out, when a pot's on top of it. Kain, so too, is the din kedeiro ha'imedes al gabi kirayim, al gabi plata chashmals. Same halacha applies to a pot that's on an oven or an electronic hot plate. When it's bar, shekvar meba'od yoyim kavsa halahava. If it comes out that the fire went out, the plug came out, before Shabbos, as in the spare shah plata chashmal krakovs and boydim. The plug came out of the outlet, or the plata died, or something else happened, and it got shut off. Or it didn't go on with the Shabbos clock as it was supposed to. Right? So he says the same halach is applied, because there you had kavana. Your kavana was that it was already cooking, and we're talking about fully cooked items. So the same halach is applied to when the fire went out. It says, Avalim kibas halavavim b'yidim. B'mizchavin, ayhivsik mizchavin ezer mechashmal shal plata. But if you purposely shut off this oven, or you unplugged the plata, right, with kavana, ein kol heter l'havir b'shabes esakaderi le'ishacheres, there's no heter to move it to another fire. Avim me'eshim chusak roi, even if the fire is covered properly. But we're talking about fully cooked food, so you could do keder al gabi keder. But if the fire, I had only heter to take it and put it on another fire directly, if it's fully cooked and hot, is if you thought the fire was on when Shabbos began, and somehow something happened that you didn't realize. Siv Chav Tes, in the old print of Siv Chav Dalet, Kol kiri chashmalas nechshevas leish megula. Any electrical stove is considered like an uncovered fire. Gamim chutei hachashmal shelo mechusim. Even if the actual coils are covered. L'chein osu l'hachzeh le'akadero ha'machil l'tavshel alim ken hakira mechusa kuroi. The alert before that to do chazara, there were five criteria, neser. One of them was the fire is covered properly, i.e. like a blech. Now, let's say you have a gas stove, an electric cooktop, a glass cooktop, or something where you don't see the coils. The coils are covered, but that's its regular way of cooking. So there's no hecker. It's not that different than during the week. That's not considered covered. Sif lamid v'ulam plata chashmal samichel z'shabes. He said, but if you have a plat, electronic plat, electronic hot plate, which is miyuchid for Shabbos. It's not even used during the week. It's exclusively Shabbos. Hamu edes lishmar al chum al maichel shalah. Has a preset temperature that just keeps the food warm. The ein regil mevashala, you never cook on it. You don't put raw stuff on it. You cook on a fire, right? And you move it to this electric hot plate to keep it warm. And it's preset. We're talking about one of these electronic hot plates that have no temperature setting. So he says, that ain't a tuna kisi naisa. He says, that does not require an additional cover on it. You can leave food on it from Erev Shabbos. If the other four criteria are met, it's right, it's fully cooked, you hold on to it, you have das. You could pick up a pot from it, and you could put it back down. Vushi malach reishah tonight. V'chein adin l'gabi hachzores k'deir l'gabi radiator shel asakar v'basis. It's the same halacha applies. If you want to warm food up on the radiator in your house, she'en regilim levash alav, that you don't usually cook on such a radiator. So, just to explain. So, we learned that there were five tenoyim of chazara. Why? Right? It shouldn't be mechsi kemevashel. It shouldn't have the appearance of cooking. You shouldn't cook by mistake. Right? So even though it's fully cooked, the Rabbanon didn't allow us to do something that has the appearance of cooking on Shabbos or that may come to cooking. Now, since we never cook, he says, I mean, if you do, then you're different. But a person who never cooks raw stuff on an electronic hot plate and it has no temperature control, right? So he says, in Mela, there's no Mexican mevashel. We're not worried that it's going to look like you're cooking something, right? And therefore, in Mela, it's permitted to do chazara, and you don't have to cover it, because the whole idea of covering it is to, you can see it's Shabbos, reminds you, it shouldn't look like regular cooking, you won't do regular cooking, but since this electronic hot plate is never used for cooking, so, and it's your Shabbos hot plate, that's like an automatic reminder. He says, so therefore, he says, but you still can't take out of your refrigerator or something that wasn't warm, something that wasn't on a hot plate when Shabbos began. You can't take cold cooked food, right? The Sfaradim could be making on this, and Ashkenazim, and we paskinim, Shem Zalman's paskinim, right? No, that you cannot take food out of the refrigerator and put it on such a hot plate on Shabbos. That's us. We're only talking about the food was on it. The food was warm. All the other tonight mamet, right? Then you could put it back, even though there's no technical, what you would say, aluminum foil over the plata as a new hot plate, right? So you cannot take food out of the refrigerator and put it on it. But you could take the food off, let's say Friday night, let's have chalent on it. You can lift it off, no problem. Take some chalent out of it and put it back down on this hot plate. Continues, Bashal Kisek De Shal Plata Bismichus. As far as covering the anything on these electric hot plates with a blanket, he says we're going to see later in Sif Ayin Vav and Ayin Zayin, so we're going to wait for that. Siv Lamed Aleph, top of page Yudalit in the new print. It's the end of Chaf Hei in the old print. On this electric hot plate, you find that sometimes one area of the hot plate is hotter than a different area of the hot plate. So you want to move it. You can only move it to the hotter area of the hot plate if it's already fully cooked. Just like we said regarding a blech on a stove. So he says, very often this happens when you have a pot of chalent. You realize Friday night or whatever that the beans aren't fully cooked. So you want to move it to a hotter spot. So you can't do that. He was on the Sevchof that sometimes if chicken in it, that the chicken, if you cook long enough, certain bones become edible. So if those bones are not edible yet, then you're going to move them to an area on the hot plate. It's going to get them edible quicker. That's awesome. Siv Lamed Beis, which is Sevchof Vav in the old print on page Yudal in the new print. Kedera uba oichel mavushel. You have a pot and you have in it fully cooked food. You're allowed to put it on a hot plate before Shabbos, an electronic hot plate, even while the hot plate's off. Even though you have a Shabbos clock on it, that's going to turn it on Shabbos. As long as the oven blech is covered properly, you can let it go on Shabbos. But you have to be careful. You can't say, oh, Friday night, it didn't go on yet. I could take the pot off. I'll add stuff to the pot. I'll put the pot back on. Can't do that. You cannot take it off the fire. Or, I shouldn't call it the fire. You cannot take it off this hot plate, this electronic stove. You cannot take it off on Shabbos before the electronics go on and then put it back on. He says in Sivkon Pei Vav, he points out on the bottom, Shamati Merab Gernib Shem Zalman, Shareli Matson, Shiyamutal Salak Akadem in the Kirayim. We don't find that it's permitted to remove a pot from the stove, ulachzira, and to return it b'shal sheinu mufalim, k'dei sheyispash aleichel b'shabbos. Says, we don't find that you could take something off and put it back on so that it should cook on Shabbos. But then he brings, omnam shamati shebechutz lord, so you know you give lahokel b'kai gavna. He says he has heard, the mechaber of Shmi Shabbos Kohazin, he says, that he heard that in America, the apayiskim wa mekel. So, if you wanted to do this, consult with your local Orthodox rabbi and see if who they're being sent to be mekel. V'choshken shebi Shabbos atzma asalit and akadei al-gabe akira. Says, surely you cannot Shabbos put a pot on top of fire on a stove. Afil b'shosh eini mufelas. Afil hu mechusa. You can't put it on a stove with a black that's off, right? That you know is going to get turned on. Alamut loyim lanochi lasis kain. B'shosh shakir ein animu fellas. Afam ein mechusa. V'hu shatavshul shabekdei kvarnes vashul kol tzarcher. Afam the son of God. He says, but it's permitted. If you know the stove is going to go on later, it's not on yet, but it's going on Shabbos clock. You could allow a goy to put something that's fully cooked on. And it's mechusa. If it's fully cooked and it's a blech, you could allow a goy to put it on if you know it's going to go on later by itself. Se'if lamed gimel, kirich hashmalas, electric stove, or electric oven. Mutl vashal le'al b'yamtiv. You're allowed to cook on it on yamtiv. Points out, aval osur lahaktin lahagdlas milas chaymu. But on an electric stove, you cannot raise or lower the flame on Yom Tov. Shekein kol shini b'midas hachum nase b'derech klal yidei kibuich shalchut melubon v'avarosa shalchut acher b'mekaymai. Right? You cannot raise and lower electronics on Shabbos because it doesn't make the heat of the, he says most of them have different coils built in for hotter and less hot. So as you raise and lower it, you're shutting off some coils and you're turning on other coils. Now, gas is a different story, because gas, by just releasing more or less gas, you're making the flame larger or smaller, but it's not creating a new flame. And we'll see the halachas about when you can raise and lower flames on Yom Tov, but electronic you cannot. Siv Chav Ches. Sorry, Siv Lamadal, the old print, it's Chav Ches, on the top of page says, well, Mutter Lisko es haberi shakiri agas shal hova shabak kifkafsa, what happens if the fire went out on a stove on Shabbos and the gas is still coming out? So he says you're allowed to shut off the gas, right? Because you're not doing a melacha and this could be saving lives, the carbon monoxide. But he says you do it with a shinu, like with the back of your hand or with your elbow or something like that. I'd like to point out that this was probably printed, especially in Eretz Yisrael, before the automatic igniters. Automatic igniters, you have to be very careful, because if you avada, you have to get that gas shut off if the fire goes out, chas v'sholom, to shalom, sakon of carbon monoxide. But you can leave the house. So you can't say it's an instant shalom of carbon monoxide of sakon. So you could shut off the gas with the shine. But with the igniter, you have to be very careful, because when you go past the igniter, and you hear the click, that's mamish lighting a fire. That's the eish. So you have to check your stoves before Shabbos. There's ways to do it very quickly to avoid that click. I want you to make sure to do it, trying to avoid that click. If you don't think you could do it, you should ask a guy to do it, because it's probably not a psikresha. It may not be a psikresha, and if your oven's a psikresha, it's better to get a guy. If yours is not a psikresha, pashas, you could do it. If you've practiced and you know how to do it without doing it, even if it did click, it's misasik, and it's leinichalei, it's leichpatlei, you don't care if it clicks or not. But once you try to do it without clicking, and if you're not sure, if you have a goy available, better to use a goy. But avada, you should not leave the gas on a stove on Shabbos with people living in a house if there's no fire. Either people should remove from the house, you don't want to have carbon monoxide. Stop over here. Today's shiur was sponsored for Rufus Shlema. Fahuvish Principas Teb Miriam. She should have a complete recovery. Sponsored by her Mishpacha. To make this shiur available, please help with your sponsorship. Please go to RabbiFishman.com and click on sponsor, or email RabbiFishman@gmail.com. to find out how to sponsor this shiurim.